From the Shepherd House International in Georgetown, Guyana, Bishop Victor Connors Asabre, anointed by God, will inspire you with rare and down-to-earth but provoking teachings from the Word of God, to love the Lord deeply and to devote yourself to His work. Discover how God can change your life and ministry forever. Now, here is Bishop Collins.
Hallelujah! I'm excited to be in the church this morning, afternoon. Amen. Wow, let's pray. Pray for yourself, will you? Commit yourself to the Lord. Ask the Lord to speak fresh to you. Some of you heard me this morning. You can easily zone out. So ask the Lord to speak fresh. Fresh again, like you've never heard me preach before. That you will receive and you'll be blessed. I will give you rest. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. If He carried away of the world upon His shoulder, I know, my brother, that He will carry you. If He carried away of the world upon His shoulder, I know my sister that He will carry you. If he carried away all the world upon His shoulder, I know, my brother, that He will carry you. If he carried away of the world upon shoulder, and I know, my brother, that He will carry you. He said come unto me. All who are weary, and I will give you rest. He said, come unto me. All who are weary, and If he carried away the world upon His shoulder, I know, my brother, that He will carry you. And if he carried upon His shoulder, I know, my sister, that He will carry you. Father, this day we ask the Lord, Your presence will minister to us, save us, deliver us, take away our burdens and our yokes. Let us leave Your presence with rest and free. In Jesus' name, amen. Give Jesus a big hand clap. Hallelujah. And you may be seated. Wow. Upon His shoulder, I know, my brother, that He will carry you. There is no problem too big.
God cannot solve it.
Do you believe that?
There is no mountain too tall. He cannot move it. There is no
I remember Curtin now.
God cannot calm it. There is no sorrow too deep. He cannot soothe it. Oh, and if he carried the weight of the world upon his shoulders.
Be encouraged this morning. He will carry your burden and he will give you rest.
I say he'll carry, even carry the weight of the world upon his shoulder. And I know my sister that he will carry you.
Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. I'll give you rest. That is the theme and the title of my message this afternoon. Is it afternoon already?
It's afternoon.
It feels like morning. Serapina, it feels like morning. Hallelujah. Come unto me. Come unto me. This is a very, very great opportunity for God to say, come unto me. I mean, people don't like people with troubles and problems. How many of us like people with problems? You like to come to people. You like people to come to you who has problems. Every day they have problems, they are coming. They come to ask you for money. They come to ask you for a little salt, a little pepper. The neighbors who are always asking for salt, Shona. And so I say, when you see them coming, say, there she comes again. She borrowing, right? Borrowing show up. So it is not an easy opportunity to be asked to come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. I rather drive people away who have problems. Yeah, because Charlie, this life, you only live once. The little thing that I have is for me and my children. Little food in the pot is for carry me today and tomorrow. And you have shown up to come and ask for something. The little money I have. Like you last week you came, I gave it to you, you're coming again. It's like you like coming steady. It's a weekly thing, weekly service. There are some people, it's almost as if they know when you finish cooking. Yeah. they have spiritual noses. The moment you finish, you see inside. How you doing? I just passing through. You are not passing through. You had the smell of food. Yeah. I remember when I was younger. Far, far younger. I'm young, but you know, I was younger. My mom, we had a thief come into our house, our apartment. We were staying in an apartment in those days. I think I was about 6-7 years old. But I remember it. You remember, right? Okay. Yeah. About 6-7 years old. And I think my mother was home. She was home. Oh, somebody was home. We were home. Something like that. Your mommy was home, right? Okay, yeah. Mommy was home. And
Are you listening? Tanisha, are you here? Are you relaxed? You should relax. You enjoy the flight, don't worry. If you need anything, just press the button and you'll be saved. So, somebody was home. I mean, Emmanuel says mommy. So let me say, mommy was home. And within a split, let's say about 5 minutes, I think she went to the back of the house. And then somebody walked into their bedroom, my mom and my dad's bedroom, went and opened the bag where my mother keeps her jewelry. You know, women, you have your jewelry boxes. She went into the bag, took the jewelry box, and left the house within 5 minutes. I tell you. So I'm not sure, because I was younger, I don't remember all the details. But I'm sure when my mom went into her bedroom, she saw something that was suspicious. So she went, followed it up, and went into the back and realized that the jewelry box was gone. And she came looking out. Who is this? Nobody. I remember when she went to the police station and reported, the police said, there's a lady they are looking for. She has a certain, I don't want to call it anointing or gift. I mean, at some evil powers. And it's like when she comes to your house, within a second, she will know where you have your valuables. And that's it. She doesn't have to live with you to know where the things are. And they said, they told my mother, they've heard about her. They are looking for her. Yeah. So people who hear food smells, it's just not easy. Yeah. If you want to develop that grace, I can pray for you. So when your neighbor is cooking, you smell it. You can smell the curry. If you don't like curry, then you will not smell it. If you like fried rice, then you smell the fried rice. Etiana, so that you can go and eat the fried rice rather than the curry. But I'm saying this to say that none of us like people with problems. You ladies, you can handle men with problems. But men can't handle ladies with problems. Please talk to the maker. Yeah. Men don't like women with problems. Bonto? Oh? Yeah. Bonto says no. But ladies, you can handle it. In fact, ladies like men with problems. On the contrary. Yeah. You see a woman, the man beating she up. The man coughing shit, man whatever, slapping shit, and no money, nothing, and all kinds of things. And the woman is still in love, believing God for a miracle. Hey, is that not so? That's what they call domestic violence. Yeah, I never hear a woman beating a man and a man reporting that I've been domestically violated. It's always the opposite. It's a man beating the woman. And there are some women, they will never say it. They'll never go to the police. Eh? They get a blue eye and they go to work and say, oh, I hit my face. They hit the door. They say, I was behind the door. I was trying to do something and then my son opened the door. He didn't see me. And that's why. Meanwhile, it's the man who coughs shit. Yeah, one pullori like poo. Trump doesn't like problems in America. Let's build a wall. I saw a small joke from the World Cup when Mexico scored Germany 1-0. Then they had a picture of the Chancellor of Germany, Angela Merkel, making a phone call to Trump. Say, Trump, please build a wall. Because the Mexicans have scored them 1-0. So he's calling Trump to build a wall. Build a wall. Let the Mexicans stay out of the United States. Yeah. He said, Donald, build a wall. It is because of problem. That's why Trump has his immigration policy. Yeah. The other day, I think people were complaining about the Venezuelans coming in. I said, but you can't complain. We Guyanese have not had problems before, that's why. If we were to have problems, that will demand us to run from our country. Then you see that a country that takes you is a good country. So the Venezuelans are coming because they don't have much. Their country has been reduced to shambles. We don't want problems. You don't want problems. Already we are here, we can't get land, and you are coming. I mean, and the part that they are coming to, really, there's nobody is there, and it's also for them. They say it's for them, isn't it? So problems are things that people don't want. So when the Bible says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, it is a great invitation of hope. Now, I want to tell you that this life is full of problems and burdens. That is why God is promising us that he will give us rest. Even when you have problems, you go to the hospital, it's not very easy to get attention. Especially the one that is the public, that everybody is welcome. If I come to the private, I don't have money, you treat me like that. At least I understand I don't have money. But the one that is for all of us, when I come there, at least it's for all of us. I should be given some nice chair to sit on. You should be talking to me nicely. The nurses should make sure that, you see, hospital is a place where when you are sick and you go, you're supposed to be well. But these hospitals, when you are sick and you go, you actually die. They are so hostile that your sickness actually increases. It gets worse. Yeah. Gone are the days where nursery teachers were sweet women to marry. Yeah. If you were to ask me in those days, who should I marry? I'll say, marry a nursery teacher. Yeah. They have patience. The children will worry them. They okay. Say, oh, don't. Then the two children will be fighting. So, no, don't fight. Good. That's what you said. Yeah. Nursery teachers and nurses. Those days. When you only have people who have the heart for that profession. It's only those who are entering into the profession. You can choose any of them and not go wrong. These days where people enter into it because of money and opportunities. You meet nurses, you meet primary school teachers, nursery teachers who are rough. My son, you see my son, he's a very smart boy. Anytime I pick him up from school, I ask him, so how was school today? What were the highlights and the lowlights? They said, Daddy, what do you mean? I said, highlight is like something that was very major today and positive. Said, ah, that's when you tell me. I said, what about the lowlight? So somebody was dismissed today because they didn't do their homework. So, okay. But I realized that any funny thing the teacher talks about when it comes to faith, Christianity, and anything, when he comes to me, he reports the teacher. Yeah. I mean, it's supposed to be a Christian school where the teacher is supposed to. But the things he comes to say, he said one day, he told me that the teacher said, these pastors and this, he doesn't believe in all of them. You are teaching 10-year-olds. So where does pastors and things come in? Meanwhile, that's a pastor's son. He's sitting there listening to you. Hey, bishops. I mean, it's like, so when he comes, oh, Miss says he doesn't believe in these things. That's it's a Christian school with a Christian teacher. It's supposed to be somebody who has a heart and patience and love and is kind. I said, if you marry a nurse in those days, marry a school teacher, you're good to go. But now those who work in computers, they're even better than some of these nurses. Because a nurse is supposed to say, oh, what's wrong with you? Your belly hurting. Oh, don't worry. Belly don't hurt. All right. You feel good already. Ah, the brother feels good already. Just there are nurses and there are nurses. This is just the words alone. So now, it is those who are in even reception. I mean, if you go to certain countries, the receptionist, you know, some of us who will sleep in hotels when we go to some of these countries, receptionist alone. Hi, good morning, Mr. Collins. You're welcome to this supernatural hotel. So what? Yes, please give me. Let me check. Let me bring up your bookings. Also, how was your day? How was the flight? I said, the flight was good. So, okay. It's your first time at this hotel? So, no, it's my second. So, okay, all right. Hope you enjoy the first time. All right. So, please, can you sign this for me? All kinds of things they will tell you. Yeah. Yeah. Nobody wants problems. Nobody likes problems. Stress? Who wants stress? Yeah. That's why when the guy is parking his car in your garage for a little bit, and you come and say, you barely getting big, he say, you beat out. You beat out. We parking vehicles from the reverse and backwards and forward, the small drive and the reverse. Parking, trying to do a little bit parking practice for the police for the examination. You go like that. Then you say you have big belly. What was your problem? He said, no, it's not me. Yeah. No, I said, my engine is brand new. It was nothing. I did service the other day. No, it's not me. That is why many child mothers don't have a good relationship with their child fathers. Because men don't want them things. Stress. I buy Pampers. I buy diapers. Something as useless as diapers. You just put it on and you take it up and throw it away. Like I give you money for throw things away? Nah.
Pick me now, hold me down.
Yeah. You hear it before? Pick me now, hold me down. Tanisha. Pick me. It's a song. Pick me now, hold me down. Pick me now, hold me down. Pick me now. It's a good song. Because many girls think that picnic can hold somebody down. When picnic comes, that's when we are running away. Because picnic is problems. Small. Small something parking. You see. Small parking. You decided to be happy. Oh, how can you be happy with a small parking?
Oh my God.
Hey.
So for God to say, come unto me, we must be very happy that he's inviting us to come.
Hallelujah. Are you grateful?
Are you grateful? Yeah. And he said, come. Don't just come. He said, every problem you have, come. Come with your problems. Let me tell you, if you have any problem here, I want to encourage you to give it to God. He will sort your problem out.
There is not a thing that God cannot do. There is not a problem God cannot solve. There is nothing that is too big for God to do. Bible says, with man, this is impossible. But for with God, all things are possible. Hey, I want to inject hope in you this morning that God is able to do. God is able to cast it off. God is able to take it away. Every challenge, God is here to prove to you that he is God.
But you see, one secret that I want you to understand is that the cause of all heavy laden, all burdens, is sin.
Yeah.
Your problems are because of your sins. It's because if you park your car in a garage, it's because you are not supposed to park. There's no parking. You didn't respect the no parking sign. So then what do you expect police to do?
You don't have the park.
This one is no parking ticket. You're arrested.
What do you expect?
Candy. If you park your car at the no parking place, do you expect the police to let you go? No. So I'm saying that to say that when you commit sin, that is where your problems come from.
Yeah. If you don't see your way, it's not that the country is difficult. You should check yourself. If your money is not enough, it's not because your boss doesn't pay you well. You should check yourself. Because even the Bible says that the birds of the air, they eat. The lilies of the valley. The Bible says they don't go to no tailor or seamstress for any clothes. But Solomon in his glory was not arrayed. He was not dressed up like the lilies. So the cause to your problem and my burdens is because of sin. You realize that no matter how good you look around, if you're a good Christian, if you're an honest Christian, you realize that if there's something in your life and you're going and coming, you know that it's not nice. You can fool the pastor, but you can't fool God. I say you can fool the church, but you can't fool God. Yeah. Let's be realistic. Yeah. You won't be happy. So when God says come, it's an opportunity to step out. It's very interesting when you are coming with you're supposed to come with your problems that you have conditions and things. You need to be slapped. Ines, what do you think? Let's read a scripture. My time is already up. Oh yes. Daniel chapter 9. Verse 16. One of the things that makes God angry is sin. So you and I shouldn't be happy with sin and be in the church with sin. Yeah. The interesting thing about sin is that when you sin, you don't see when things are going against you, but things go against you. Yeah. Even if you don't see the consequences of your sin, what you're actually doing yourself is that you are actually hardening your heart. You are actually destroying yourself. Because you get to a point where nothing moves you anymore. How did it start? It started by this little wrong you do and you still go to church and sing and dance as if nothing has happened. You are actually shutting off a certain switch that will actually make you humble and ask for surrender and ask for forgiveness. That switch is going off. It means that one day you can kill and not even feel it. Yeah. Yeah. That's what it is. So God, anytime God sees sin, he gets angry. And he came into the garden and he realized that what was not supposed to be done has been done. What is sin? Sin is the transgression of the law. That's what the Bible says. Sin is the transgression of the law. The Bible says all unrighteousness is sin. So sin now, once you sin, then it comes with burdens, it comes with issues, it comes with all kinds of things. So sometimes when you are going through a problem, the problem is just the side effects or the repercussions or the profit in your sins. You see, we live in a society where many things we are not moved by the things we do. Yeah. See, I am the one who has instituted in our church that when you are pregnant and you give birth and you want the child to be christened or offered up, that you should bring the child father. When we started the church here 13 years ago, people will just come. They'll be in the church. They'll get pregnant. No marriage. No, even the man, you don't even see the man. What else was Jombi who sex day? We don't even know. Jombi parking the vehicles. I don't know whether Jombi's also drive.
You operate your parking lot in the night when people are sleeping. You are 24 hours parking lot open. The elevators going up and down, and all kinds of things. You're offering extra services. Then once the baby is out, then they come and say, Reverend, I want to offer up my baby. Just like that. So then I realize that, so these people, do they not know? Don't they understand that what you have done is called fornication, it's sin. And you want to also bring this thing before God and in the church for us to pray over it. No. There's something about it that you have to know and understand that it is wrong. It don't work so. But I fought that fight. I fought it. Now it has reduced. It has not finished, but it's reduced. Yeah. Because you will never feel comfortable if you get pregnant without a husband. When you see me, you pass the other side here. When you see me alone, my presence alone will make you feel bad. Because we are preaching all these years to you. Don't you want to do something right? God's anger is on people who commit sin. So these days we say, one day there was a girl who was trying to christen her baby. Already has the birthday, the party and everything planned. Reception. Meanwhile, I'm saying, bring the child father. Bring the vehicle. And the driver. And the driver. Thank you very much. Bring the vehicle and the driver. Report to the station. Then I hear that driver gone into the bush. Driver doesn't want to come. I said, sweetie, baby, honey, darling, catch up, Kalalu. When he was looking for a place to park his vehicle, he came out of the bush to park. Yeah, with all the no parking signs, he ignored them. Now that baby has come. Kuchu, 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 kuchu. Puchi, 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 puchi. Once this baby has come, and we are saying that he should come out of the bush and come to the church Sunday morning and let's do a little something, pray over the baby. He doesn't want to come. Then I can't do it for you. I can't pray. I can't pray. I'm also keeping my prayers. My prayers have gone to the bush too. Go to the next church. Because when it happens to people, they expect you to be lenient with them. They expect you to be kind with them. Oh, Reverend. No, but when you were. you didn't think about Reverend. When the elevator was going up. But as my wife come. Okay. You didn't think about. You didn't think about the Reverend. So the young lady said, the father is not around. I said, father is not around. I can't pray for you and your child. She said, okay. It was Saturday, Sunday morning. I don't know which pastor allowed her. It's very fantastic. Found a church. He found a church. It was Saturday afternoon. She found a church Sunday morning to christen her baby. I said, pastors are very cheap. Oh, pastors are very cheap. And did it and did a party, Facebook pictures and all. I said, it's some other church. No, we church. We church. It's not difficult at all when I'm asking you that bring the father. We don't have a problem. I mean, we've preached that those who hear, let them hear. Those who want to come with their belly without man, if it's dog or donkey, all right. Fine. We will. we say that if we are to follow you, we will not mind you at all. But the child, she didn't do nothing. The baby didn't do nothing. So, not because of you, it's because of the child. We'll pray for the child and not pray for you. We'll pray only for the child. And you fella, and you banner, you try there. And the child is a new church member, so we got to treat the baby nice. You is an old church member. It's the first time, huh? You old church member, you behaving nice. You try there.
We had to instill it because we like sin. We is it not true? Guyanese, we like darkness. We like the sin. It's, we sin and we enjoy it. One day, I had a set of wives in my office. African ones and Guyanese ones. I'm going there. I'm going right there. I'm going right there. If you know the story, it's the same story I'm talking about. Then we were talking about sex. So I ask, how many of you have done a blowjob before? You know blowjob?
Karaoke.
Okay. Tanisha, you don't understand what I'm talking about. You're so... You look like an angel. Black angel. Jennifer. Jenny, you don't understand what I'm saying, right? It's okay. All right, I understand. You're a good woman. Your mother brought you up well, so you don't understand them things. Huh? These things in your daily lives, they tell you. You sit in the bus, they play the music for you to hear. So when you come to the church, if I don't even tell you, it means that I don't even know what is happening. I asked all the ladies, how many of you had done karaoke before? It's Shaun who said it. So if there's any problem, please see him after church. Karaoke. It's a nicer version. I shouldn't say BJ. No blowjob. Okay. All right. Okay. Yeah. Some people are experienced karaoke singers. Yeah. Yeah. Professors and professionals. Solos. Talented solo artists. Yeah. Look at how Curtin is in the corner, so he's skinning his teeth. So I asked every wife in the room, Shelwyn, are you there? Shelwyn, are you here? Sales, is it working? All right, Joanna is policing you. If you don't sit up, you see, she can boost your head from the back there. That fan at the back, I don't know why it doesn't work. It's an elephant, white elephant. It's an idol or something. It should work at a point, please. This one is giving us cold right here in the front. So, like I was saying, I asked everybody in the room if they've done this thing before. Then they were looking at me. So I said, let me speak properly. I won't say karaoke. I said, how many of you have had a penis in your mouth before? Then I saw many of the wives, their hands went. I'm not talking about girlfriends or girls, or wives. Many are called. I saw many of them lifted up their hands. Then I said, even before marriage and all of that. I said, thank you, hands down. How many of you have not done it before? I saw the chosen few. With your hands up. There's only one preacher. Their hands up. Then I realized that the African ones were the chosen few who have never sung karaoke before. And the Guyanese, all of them were the ones who lifted up their hands. Let me tell you, every girl here, I will not take anybody out. You've done it before. Except those who are not sexually active. But you, your face look little, but I don't trust you even. You look like a baby. You how old are you, sweetie?
16.
How old?
16.
16. It's you people who even do that more. Yeah? You're more professional. Yeah, see, them big people like Jenny and Co. They enable.
They're tired. They study something else. Is them little children Tishona and them people? No. Oh Lord. It's Pastor Calvin, not me. Are you with me?
So I'm saying that our society is a society that enjoys sin. And I can go a little deeper, but I will not. But in the church, even in the church, people don't feel bad about it. It's like a game. I'll suck and you lick. Suck and lick, S and L.
So we call it, right? S and L. When we go to Joshua, they will not understand, right? S and L Company Limited. Coco.
Yeah. S and L. Yeah, you're either S or you L. Company, International Company, Shipping
Company Limited.
Yeah, factory workers of SNL Company. It's normal. They don't even think about it. And then you come to church and be happy right there. Singing, oh, you are good and your mercies. And you build from every nation. Hey.
But I thought you just finished work from SNL Company Limited. You just knock off from a shift to a shift walk. I'm preaching. Oh Lord. No, we need to understand it. We need to understand this thing. Oh Lord, according to all thy righteousness, I beseech thee, let your anger and thy fury be turned away from thy city, Jerusalem, thy holy mountain, because for our sins. So what happens? The burdens and the yokes and the problems that come our way, they are all because of God's anger towards sin. That's what I'm trying to say. When Ananias and Sapphira told a lie when the church started, what happened to them? Immediate dismissal. I see, grace has abounded over our lives that we are into things, we do things, and then we just, it's very serious. So if you feel comfortable, you are a devil. If you, even in a court, everybody, these people, they have tablets. Anybody who has a paper Bible, who has a paper Bible? These churches, they are very, yes. Ah. I like those Christians. They open the them. When you go to court, you be a court. Is it court, Masha? Court clerk. No, you hold it for me. If you put your hand out, you'll be in trouble. If you put your hand out. You should want me to put my hand on it. You want to? You should be the witness, because because it can be trouble. So let me do it right.
Even in the court, they bring a Bible and they say, "Would you say nothing but the truth? So help you God."
Why is your hand shaking? He's touching the Bible himself. His hand is shaking. You think it's an easy thing. Sometimes doing these things happen. Because it's God we are working with.
Will you speak the truth and nothing but the truth? So help you God. They say, even the courts, they want you to be open and be clean. And be honest. And speak the truth. Because what you are going to tell us is going to either help a case or spoil a case. Yeah. So how come it's in the church? Thank you, God, Marshall.
How come in the church? You see, and that's why the people and the children of God are not experiencing breakthroughs to a certain extent. The message is that God will give you rest. I was saying in Georgetown this morning, one of my church members, I couldn't believe it. But as a pastor, I hear so many things, so I'm used to hearing shocking news. Yeah. The other day, I won't say that one. Okay. There's so many things I can say. If the things I know, if I say them, you fall down under the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh, 1 second. Now this church member I have is a male, it's a guy. He said, Bishop, I don't know why you love me so much. And I feel so bad that with all the love you show me, I have things that you don't know about. That's what the Bible says, even love your enemies. Because if you want to avenge your enemies, you actually make the war continue. When you love someone who is not supposed to be loved, you actually kill the fight. That's what the Bible says. Love your enemies and pray for them who even persecute you. But you see, when you are not a Christian, you rather like to. I don't like she. So I love this guy. I show him love all across. So now he sits down one day and the Holy Ghost pricks him. So you think you are right? How come you can't tell this man all them things that you've been doing? Come and see WhatsApp messages. Pages. It's a book. Then he tells me he's had sex with animals before, including a chicken. Yeah. You don't understand? He takes his penis, he takes a chicken, and he puts it behind the chicken like that. Yeah. Nice church member. Goes and comes, wins souls, sings, dances. Hallelujah. Almighty God. He said he has put his penis at the back of a chicken before. He has behaved as a cock indeed. You're eating chicken. You have some chicken at KFC. They are not chicken. It's not all chicken that are chicken. Yeah. Yeah. Chicken that are abused. Then you are eating nom nom nom. Yeah. Maybe they think chicken is nice. The guy tells me, he said, he feels he's cursed. He feels he's cursed. He feels there's a certain darkness over his life. How come? Because of what he's engaged in. Sins. The Bible says, thine anger and fury be turned away from thy city, Jerusalem, thy holy mountain, because for our sins and for the iniquities of our fathers, Jerusalem and thy people are become a reproach to all that are about us. So the reproach is a burden. How did the reproach come? Because of the sins and iniquities. You take this invitation and see how God is going to change your life around. I said, you take this invitation in Matthew 11, 28 and see how Jesus is going to turn your life around. You will be a very honest, noble, glorious Christian walking on the surface of Georgetown. I promise you today in the name of Jesus. Come out clean. Confess your sins to God. Confess your sins. You can confess it to me. I'm not a Roman father, so you can talk to God.
Most of the time, somehow, God seems to direct the people to me. And I hear it. And I said, the Lord forgive you of your sins. If you're a good church member, I should know some bad things about you. Yeah. If you're a good church member, I should only know good things about you. I should know some bad things also. If I don't know bad things about you, you're a fake church member. Because it's not true that you only have a good side. You're hiding the other side. You're a good actor. You should go to Hollywood. Or go to Nollywood, Nigeria movies, please. Not Shepherd House, I beg you. It's a bad company for you. Even today after church, a mother comes to me. And we're talking and I was asking about her children. And so I was talking about one of her sons. He said, Bishop, I was very surprised. I nearly beat him. I said, what happened? He said, the second one, who's the quiet one that you are talking about? He's the one who has impregnated a girl and a girl has given birth. The first son who is very, he did it. He has not brought anything like that. It's true that quiet people are dangerous. Yeah. Yes, two sons. Two sons. The second one is as holy as a saint. The first one, trouble, problems. I think he's even a police officer. Oh, they're all over the place. The second one who is quiet has rather impressed. So I wasn't surprised. He said, oh, he was in church with a child. You didn't see? I said, no. I saw him and a girl, but not him and a child. Him, the girl and the child. So there are other sides of us that we don't see. But God is saying, if you take the invitation, he will treat you well. God is not the magistrate who's going to put you to jail. Most of the time, people think that, oh, if I say it, then somebody will know something bad about me. No, it's not about that. It's about the beddings. You see, whether people know or not, you carry a burden. And the burdens will lead you. The burdens, it will show on you. You see that things don't work well. Instead of making us pray prayers that we are not supposed to pray, just say what you have to say. Otherwise, you are praying, oh Lord, Pastor Ned, Lord, breakthrough, miracles, oh Lord, Ned, he's a nice pastor, oh Lord God, with a nice poetic wife, a nice poetic daughter, Lord, speak, Lord, Lord, move your hand. And God is in heaven, he's saying, boss man, you know what's going on? You understand nothing? Talk to Ned. If you talk to Ned, you realize that it's not prayer he needs. Just confession and repentance. And it brings a lot of changes. God's anger is towards those who sin. And that creates burdens. If God is angry with you and you are walking on the surface of this earth, how can you do well? You think about it. How can you do well when God is angry with you? You will be there. You see that when you're crossing the road, a car nearly hit you. Yeah. And then when you go to town, then your phone is lost. One day God told me something. God said, didn't you realize when that guy's phone got lost? I said, no. He said, the guy was at the wrong place. That's why I allowed the phone to be missing so you can know that. But you didn't pick it up. Because phone gets missing all the time. Just the person, somebody's phone is missing. Then how can I deduce that God doesn't want them to be where they are? But that's what God told me. He told me, son, you didn't pick it up. Because the phone got missing because where the person was, I wasn't happy where the person is. And I tried to give you a sign, but you didn't by making the phone get missing and you didn't pick it up. So you see, the things that happen to us because God is not happy with what we are doing and where we are. That's why the things happen to us the way they happen to us. And you try to see that from the time you correct the error,
you see God begins to shower his grace and his mercies upon you. Stand to your feet, somebody. Hallelujah. Yeah. I will give you rest. Yeah. Lift up your right hand. Father, I pray again. I pray again for your people. Those who heard me before and those who are hearing me now. I pray for them. Rest. Peaceful sleep. Rest in their minds. Let those torments cease. Let those attacks be neutralized. Give them rest. As they confess and repent in their heart, let rest be given them. Let rest be given them. Just pray for a minute. Ask God for forgiveness. Ask him for your mercy. For mercies right now. Pray. 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 The Lord wants me to ask you to pray before I finish my prayer. Ask God for mercy. Ask for forgiveness of sins. Ask him to show you kindness. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, have mercy on me. Oh, ask God for mercy. He's giving you rest. He'll give you rest. He will give you rest. That's what he says. He said, I'll give you rest. All the demonic attacks, all the sleepless nights, all the failings, all the financial difficulties, all of those burdens are being taken away as you confess to God. Because that darkness is being wiped away in the name of Jesus. Now, my Father in heaven, I pray for the people you've given me in this church with their right hands lifted. I ask for refreshing. Let the wind of the Spirit blow over them. Let the wind of the Spirit blow over them. Let them be refreshed. Let rest be given right now. Even as I pray, receive rest. Receive it from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Be refreshed. Rest in your mind. Rest in your soul. Rest in your body. Rest when you sleep. Rest when you wake up. Every burden in the name of Jesus be broken and be taken away. In the spirit of lightness, replace the spirit of heaviness. I see a dark cloud moving. I see a dark cloud just moving. Like dark clouds in a season of rain. When it's going to be rain, I see a dark cloud like that. It's moving off. I see a bright light replacing it. Over your life, over your soul, what you did, what you used to do, that you have confessed, the Spirit of the Lord is blowing it away. Receive rest. Receive rest. Receive rest. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, thank you for setting your people free and giving them rest. We have received rest in Jesus' name.
Maybe as you are listening to me right now, you know deep down in your heart that you are not born again. You know deep down in your heart that you are not saved. If you were to die right now, will you go to heaven or hell? It takes faith. It takes believing in Jesus to go to heaven. You want to pray this prayer with me and say, Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the precious blood of Jesus. I believe with my heart and I confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord. I believe Jesus died for me and I believe God raised him from the dead. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and make my heart your home. I believe with all my heart that by this prayer, I'm saved from hell. Thank you, Father, for saving my soul. In Jesus' name, amen. You are born again. God bless you.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful teaching of God's Word. For booking and more information on the ministry of Bishop Collins, please call us on 592-225-6760 or email us at shepherdhousegy@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.shepherdhouseinternational.org. God richly bless you.